that tell me what to do. Sometimes I
live in the middle
so
of America, in the middle of the freaking night. I got the doctor, the Godfather of Soul, getting it on for us as we open up the Midnight Rider here on this Thursday night, the 18th of October, 2007. Glad you're with us for tonight's program. We've got a good show. We're going to talk about ad slogans tonight, and your participation is definitely required. And we'll get into that here in just a couple of minutes. On ad slogans, it's to kind of demonstrate a point, and but I figured we'd talk about them tonight, and just to and kind of run through some. And we have a vast audience and a vast array of people out there who've heard a number of ad slogans. And so we'll ask for you guys to call in and talk about ad slogans tonight. That's coming up here in the next little bit. Plus, we'll have some news for you as well as the night goes on. Tomorrow night, we got the big Young Guns Roundtable. It's going to be a good show tomorrow night. We'll dig through the news. Some of the Young Guns in the Freedom Movement will be on with us, and we'll have a great show with that tomorrow night. Wow, last night, what a show. Very kind of, that's the whole thing was still with Ed in hearing that tape is just, it just, you know, it bothers me a lot. And, you know, to hear the stress and how he sounded, it was, you know, to think that that could happen here and to know that it's happening here. Basically the guy, you know, sucked in something that smelled like benzene for, you know, a total of 15 hours over 3 days.
Isn't that what they make paint with?
Well, they use it to cut paint with toluene and benzene's another type of, you know, cleaner and stuff. And, it's just amazing. But thank you for your calls last night in that program and the support that the broadcast is getting. I got to tell you, I am just so... so pleased with the response this program gets. Got a nice email from Robert in Canada today that Sandra kindly forwarded to me, telling me to keep up the good work and that we're doing a good job. We're hitting our stride, and I'm happy about that. I like doing the show. This is my third show of the day, by the way. I did Michael Herzog's show earlier today. That was fun. Had a good time. And then I did my afternoon show, and now here. So, and I'm raring to go, cocked, locked, and ready to rock. And we're going to get into ad slogans tonight here on the broadcast. Chat rooms are open at republicbroadcasting.org, just right there on the main page. Just click the chat link, and at midnightridershow.com, you can go there and just click the chat link there as well, and it'll bring you in. We'll do a Mouseketeer roll call here in just a bit with the chat rooms. If you've got comments or thoughts, feedbacks, ideas, anything about the program, my email address is mike@midnightridershow.com. That's mike@midnightridershow.com. And so please feel more than free to drop us a note with your thoughts and your suggestions. I read everyone. Don't always get to answer back. But it is so cool to get those letters from you, and it means an awful lot. And I want to tell you, Ron Paul's campaign, over $1.3 million is where it stands. They've had a big day today. Okay, Manny says he's got it. The intro, the good intro, will be good the next hour. Excellent. Excellent. And with Manny at the wheel, we can bank on it. That's right. All right, back in just a minute. The number to call, 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider right here on RBN.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
A new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Oh, man, we certainly have to give it up to Manny right there. Yes. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Manny. Yeah. He had hammer ready. And he said he wasn't stopping at just the hammer. He was going to back the car up. Good deal. Good thing. That thing finally works. Good thing. All right, so. Happy with that. 800-451-1567, if you would like to join us on tonight's program. What did I say? No, I'm sorry. 800-313-9443. Too many dead gum numbers to remember. 800-313-9443. What I need to do, I try to do all this from memory. What I need to do is for each show, I need to have like little cards up to tell the number to call, and I stare at it and say, okay, this is it. because I do this too many times. 800-313-9443 is the number. All right, Mouseketeer roll call time, and I've got to get some music for this, for our little Mouseketeer roll call. Total of in between two chat rooms, 42 people chatting. That's pretty darn cool. I mean, that is, it's awesome. It's fantastic. In the RBN chat room, we have Candu, Catherine, C-E-A-R-A. Let's call it Sierra or Kara. Eyes Wide Open, Fresh, Jack Spratt, Jair Bear, John G, Reality Inc., Rob, Rowdy One, Suzette, and oh, it's the Wolf. In the Midnight Rider chat room, we have Abby, Amoral Fat, Antonio, Bread and Circus, Deidre, Doug, Freedom Fight, Mac Daddy, Josh, Kisa, Chris, Lee, Mermaid, Mike CDW, the official White Horse House, P-Rod 68, Pamela's Protest, Freak Mac, Retro underscore NL, he's from the Netherlands, Right Arm, Rob the Hammer Bishop, SOS, Sidetracked, the 00 Viper, Van Meter, and Yo Mike from GJ, Colorado. Howdy to everybody. And on KU Satellite, as we are going across the World Wide Web, and across KU Satellite, high atop the little spinning ball here we call the third rock from the sun, Earth, 22,000 miles, synchronous geosynchronous orbit on satellite, I guess it's Galaxy 25 now, it used to be called Telstar 5. So, Galaxy 25, we're there, we're spinning, and we're bringing you the broadcast, and also to everybody listening on a micro-broadcast, low-power FM radio station, thank you for being here. And we're coming up in more towns all the time, and more people are getting ready to put micros up. Oh, it's pronounced Sierra. Okay. Well, I'm sorry, Sierra. But now, see, now I learned something new how that's pronounced. So Sierra is in the chat room, not Kyra, Kara, but Sierra. Good. More of these stations are going up, and more are going to keep going up. And I'm just so appreciative of that and the work that everybody does to get these up and keep them running. So if you know somebody in your little destination around the country that runs one of these, tell them thank you and give them a little bit of money. Say, hey, thanks for what you do. This will help keep the lights on. And so it's a big thing. I mean, it's a matter of scale, folks. I mean, we didn't get in this mess overnight. It took time. And it is going to take some time to get it back, although we don't have the time that they were given, a century or more. So we have to get busy. And because time is, the clock is literally ticking. And if we don't, we're going to be in deep trouble. I mean deep, deep trouble. And so we have to ratchet things up. And, it's a big task. It's a daunting task. And I know it's the frustration I have. I know it's the frustration people like John Stadmiller have, people like Alex Jones has. It's getting this message to more people. And we're at the point where it's a matter of scale. And we're not going to get on mainstream radio. We can pick up some affiliates along the way, but not near the number that, say, Rush Limbaugh has or Sean Hannity has. And to take this battle to their front yard, we got to have a bunch of stations. And it's that time. I mean, look, they stopped playing by the rules, so should we. They have no rules. They have no ethics. They have no morals. We do. We have ethics and morals, but it's time that we drop the rule book, and we play this game according to their rules, no rules. and we take this battle and this fight to them. It's an information war. It's a battle for people's minds, and it's time we get after it. Totally, totally, just, I mean, just right smack dab in their face. And we're going to keep doing programs about micro-broadcasting, and I may bring some people on here about starting websites and blogs and all of that. So if you don't know how to do this stuff, that you can be, you can learn. Look, I learned how to do HTML literally, what was it, probably 7 years ago. I learned it a little more than an afternoon, the basics, and I built my first page from scratch. Self-taught. There's tutorials online that will teach you. And, hey, have little examples, and you put them in, and you go, oh, hey, that's really cool how that works. And then you can get into more complicated websites with PHP and even with Flash and other things. And there's these tutorials everywhere and even pieces of what they call code that somebody has come up with, and they're proud of the work that they did, and they're handing it out for free. And so, oh, hey, this is a dandy little thing to have. I can use that. Boom, you pop it in there. You know, that's just something, you know, for people to have information on. It's knowledge is power, and the more knowledge we have, the more knowledge we're getting out. We can't have too many websites, can't have too many blogs. There can't be enough music. As a matter of fact, we need more music in a number of formats, or just something, you know, something that's just good, straightforward music, not you know, that everybody can listen to, that you can play to a wide audience. We need that. Those are the type of things that we need. We need mass appeal patriot music. Kind of like 70s Top 40, okay? So if you write in that vein, you write music in that vein, write it, and let's perform it. Let's get this stuff recorded. The challenges before us are huge. They are immense. And the time is short. And so you have to take your talent and maximize your talent and use your talent the best you possibly can. And if you're not in a position, you say, man, I can't do any of those, you got to look to spare cash and start supporting those that do. You know, any army, and we're an information army, any army has to have logistics and a support staff. And an army moves on its stomach, and this, when it comes to Patriot Radio and Freedom Radio, folks, our stomach deals, it's the dollar. We have to have that money to exist. And so, when you're sitting there with a little spare cash, think about putting some with RBN. They've got a donation page right there. You just click on it. Matter of fact, you can set it up to draw it monthly, and that helps cover the cost of things. And it just can't because we have to be in a position where these networks can expand, not just maintain the status quo, but expand and do more things. Improve equipment, improve audio quality, all of this stuff. It's very, very important because if something breaks and you don't have anything to replace it with, well, then the quality of what you have currently goes down. And so you have to have some redundancy built into these things. So if something breaks, then okay, you just switch over and use something else. And you can't do that on a shoestring. It's very, very difficult. And eventually you get bit. Look, nobody out there is getting rich at this. Nobody's making any money. And it's not designed to make money. But there has to be enough in the coffers to make this happen and for us to continue forward. And if you know somebody who's wanting to put up a micro, and hey, help them out. Give them that little bit extra and say, hey, help you do this. All right, back in just a minute. We're going to get into ad slogans, all that good stuff. We're going to talk to Bob in Tennessee also when we come back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at NorthernVoiceBookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Is the number if you would like to join us here on the Midnight Rider tonight. I'm still amazed. 42 people in two chat rooms chatting. That's absolutely incredible. Thank you, everyone, for listening and for chatting. Bob in Tennessee, welcome to the program. You are on the Midnight Rider.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I guess I'm just wanting to vent a little bit. You don't let me vent tonight?
Have at it, my friend.
Hey, I listen to, and I've supported this station for the last 6 years, and I appreciate the information I get off of it. And I haven't listened to your show very much, but I listen to Alex Jones. I listen to Gary Brownfield and several other shows, and I really appreciate the work you do. I already got the other night to talk about it. It wasn't time to pick up the rifles yet. I'm afraid he's wrong. I'm afraid we're way past that point. Of course, you know, I'm sure they're listening in. I'm sure they listened to me before, but we would have picked up the rifles a long time ago. We would have picked up the rifles back when they turned us over to the Federal Reserve System in the middle of the night. We would have picked up the rifles when they turned us over to the UN, when they turned us over to the Councils on Foreign Relations. The time to pick up the rifles is long gone by, I'm afraid.
And you, Bobby, you could be very, very well right. I mean, it may be It's very possible that we could be past the point of no return with what we're trying to do.
Yeah. We're not going to do it by force now.
Ten days is over.
I mean, we lost that battle during the War of Repression. Of course, they like to call it Civil War. I've never understood anything civil about it when they marched south. But, we're not going to win it that way.
No.
Their heads. The days of picking up rifles is over. They've got us outgunned now. I believe that's what they want. They could stomp that with all the foreign people.
Well, I don't know. Look at the problem they're having in Iraq.
Yeah.
And it's not Al Qaeda over there. It's Iraqis that are wanting us gone. And they have fought our guys to a standstill over there, just like they did in Vietnam. It's the same darn thing, and we could do it here. I mean, those guys are over there firing old wore out AK-47s at these guys, and there's nothing to eat. They can't get medicine, can't get clean water. And they fought our guys to a standstill.
Yeah.
Could we eventually win it? How long would it be, would it go out? How many years would we be talking? Yeah. That's a huge question.
Yeah, how many people would suffer through it? I'm a father and a grandfather. I would
see me too.
Family go through that.
Yeah, I want to give this a little more time. I just see if that's why I'm saying if we're gonna make it an information war, then let's make it one, and let's go toe to toe with them on their level. Forget the rules, forget the law, forget all that junk, and let's put this stuff up and let's go at them right in their own backyard and make them acknowledge us and make people listen. Because they're going to be going up and down the dial, and they're going to hear some funky old guy sitting here in the middle of the night talking to Bob in Tennessee, and somebody's going to lock in on that, and that's going to happen all over the country. And we'll wake some people up. And then maybe in that case, even if that's not effective, hey, when it's time to pick up the rifles, that might be just one more person that we need.
Yeah,
because we never can have too many.
Yeah, I believe in that. I believe the main thing is to try to slowly and eat very slowly, wake people up, because you try to tell them too much at once, it just shocks them, and then they don't want to listen to anything you have to tell them. I try to ease people into this.
Yeah, just a little bit here and a little bit there, yeah.
This didn't happen overnight. You're not going to change it overnight.
No, we're not just going to wake up one day and it'll be good.
Yeah,
I agree with you there.
But it's escalating. I've seen more stuff happen since 9/11 that take away our rights, take away our freedoms, than I've saw my whole lifetime combined.
And that was the plan all along. I mean, they were doing this warrantless wiretapping the minute they took office. Immediately, the war in Iraq was being planned. All of this was planned, and just as 9/11 was planned, and all to do just that, restrict our freedoms, restrict our liberties, and in the end, crash this country and help bring about the one world government. That's what they want, and then our eventual demise is they get rid of 80% of us.
I listen to Alex Jones from time to time when I have time. It's hard to do on my schedule, but
sure.
And I do agree with just about 90% of what he says. He does good research, and he puts out a lot of good information, and most of the time he's pretty well on target. But I listened to something he said the other day, and I'm sure he didn't mean anything disrespectful about it, but he mentioned hillbillies in the area I live in. I'm proud to be called a hillbilly.
Well, my dad comes from Huntsville, Tennessee, and I've got that hillbilly blood in me, and I got redneck in me, and the worst thing you can come across is a hillbilly and a redneck.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something about a hillbilly.
Well, hold on just a second. I got to hold you after the break. We got to break here real quick. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back. Our number 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, we're talking with Bob in Tennessee, and Bob is about to lay on us some wisdom about hillbillies. Tell us about it, Bob.
I'll tell you. Alex needs to remember down there at the Alamo, there's a guy by the name of Sam Houston.
Mm-hmm.
You go over here to Maryville. I live right outside of Maryville, foothill of the Smoky Mountains.
Right.
That's where he signed up to go down there and fight to make a state of Texas. He
right.
took a dollar bill and signed his name. And a bunch of old hillbillies from Tennessee and Sam Houston went down to Texas, and it wasn't for Tennessee, they hardly wouldn't be no Texas today.
That's right.
And I do a lot of, I'm a pipe fitter. I've done a lot of oil refinery work through my life, and I always sort of tell them old boys from Texas that if it wasn't for Tennessee, there probably wouldn't be no Texas. Bunch of old hillbillies come down there. That's why we got the name the Volunteer State.
Right.
We was pretty damn stupid. We volunteered for about every war there was. Cause we liked
yeah.
And, before the Revolution ever started, there was people from Scotch-Irish descent
mm-hmm.
moved into East Tennessee against the orders of the king, and they moved in here, and they said, "Look, there's too much land here. You're greedy. We're going to go out here and find us a place to whittle us out of life." And they come into yeah. East Tennessee 40 years before the Revolutionary War ever started. They was fighting the king and his
right.
men. because they said, hey, you're greedy. We're going to live here. This is our home. We come in here and we whittled it out of the wilderness. And before the Revolutionary War ever took place, before that shot was ever fired, some old boys here in East Tennessee was fighting King.
Yeah.
I just hope that that same spirit is still alive in these people.
I think about that because I was, as I told you a bit before, my dad's from Huntsville, Tennessee. That's where he was born. And down there at the, by the courthouse, down there is a plaque that sits on a pole, and it lists off the names of people who died from that town in both the Revolutionary War and the Civil War. There's an awful lot of Chambers on there, and I've always thought about that. And when I do this, I sit and think about those names, and the fact that I don't want this to be for naught for them either. I'm looking for the future for my children and my grandkids. I've got three grandkids, but I always in the back of my mind have that plaque and those names.
Yeah.
That reminds me, hey, you don't give up, you keep fighting.
Yeah, look, the blood's been lost to give us what rights we've had, and God's
exactly.
The rights we've had to protect them. Mm-hmm. We're just throwing them out with the bathwater.
Yeah. Well, we need to make sure.
So Sam Houston was a school teacher. He wasn't a soldier.
Right.
He's a school teacher. He taught school here in Maryville. There's a school here in Maryville. It's a tourist attraction now. Sam Houston was a school teacher. He wasn't a soldier. But he saw, he was called to fight.
Yeah. I appreciate your call, Bob. Thanks for calling in and good points. Have a good
Thank
night.
Thank you. And I appreciate
Thank you.
Show.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. It's ordinary people doing extraordinary things. People that step outside of themselves and say, okay, I'll do it. And it's not people that get all, that are bred to do it. It's somebody realizing that something's got to get done, and it gets done. And that's the key thing. All right, our number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Kind of moving to our topic here a little bit tonight. Subject of ad slogans. How many ad slogans do you know? There's always two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. But how many do you know? And I'd love to hear from you tonight what ad slogans you can recall. Seniority really helps in this because we're going to hear Burma Shave and all kinds of stuff, I'm sure. But I'd love to hear from you tonight on the ad slogans you know. Advertising in this country has been used for so many things. Part of it too is it been used to condition? It's been used to sell wars. You're told something enough. It becomes ingrained in you, and you actually believe it. Winston's tastes good like a cigarette should. How many of these slogans have we had drilled into our head? Just countless, just one after the other, after the other, after the other. Ads. My gosh, we gather around the television set for the Super Bowl, and most people are not watching the game. They're waiting for the commercials. And it's, wow, It's incredible. By way of deception, thou shalt make war. Now, that's not Jack Spratt's asking me this in the chat room. I've heard it, but I don't know that it's a... That's a slogan, but it's not an ad slogan. But yeah, it is a slogan, and you're right. By way of deception, thou shalt make war, and that's what we've seen in this country, because everything that we have had as far as information regarding, say, Iraq, Iran, Mossad, definitely. Everything that we've had as far as this, the run-up to the war with Iraq, a lie. And now the same lies being told about Iran. Iran has met every condition with the IAEA, Oh, that's really their slogan. I did not know that was really the Mossad slogan. Wow. Well, should I be surprised? No. Yeah, but what would the... Yeah, wow, that's incredible. By way of deception, thou shalt make war. Well, it's obviously a slogan that this administration uses here. Because everything's been a lie. I mean, an absolute total lie. And I've got an audio clip here we're going to try to get to. It's about 12 minutes long, and I could play it now. We won't have enough time. So we'll try to play some of it after the break, get the bulk of it, and maybe after the one of the breaks after the top of the hour. But so much of this has been sold to us, and I started reading Edward Bernays' book Propaganda, and I just had to stop because I kept getting so mad, because within the first two paragraphs, I was so hopping mad because it's the propaganda is sold to us so that we can make choices, proper choices, the right choices, that we by ourselves are not able to decide what is a fine product, what's well made, because if we did that, then you wouldn't be able to have these great huge corporations that provide all the goodness to us. You would have hundreds of thousands of different little vendors out here and everywhere, and somebody would be, oh, going over to Bob's store, do that. Or over to Bill's store instead of going to Walmart. Advertising and marketing changed after World War One. We're up until World War One. Advertising was based on a needs thing. Okay, you need a pair of shoes. Well, ladies, we understand that these shoes can hurt, but these are the most comfortable shoes in the world because they start laying out features and benefits. Now, advertising is done to hit your hot button, to create an impulse, to get you to go buy. I mean, how many times are you sitting there, and it's late at night, and you're going, oh man, you're sitting there on the couch, and all of a sudden you see the big old fat, juicy, good-looking hamburger come across, and it just looks so good. And you just want to just, I mean, if you could just reach out and just take a bite of that big old juicy hamburger right there on the screen, you just would. Man, if it was just real, you know. That hamburger looks so great. You forget to get lots of lettuce, and you can see the tomato ensconced right there on top, and a big old slice of cheese and some bacon hanging off the side. Oh my gosh. Big old thing of raw onion right there. They got the pickles and the mayo's there, and you can just see all of it. And you're just going, oh my. And you can just see that it's just so piping hot. It's just fresh off the grill. And there's an impulse for you to eat. Or maybe you'll just get up and go to the car to go to the particular restaurant where this burger is being sold at that late hour. And then, of course, you get the burger, and it looks nothing like what you just saw. And it tastes like nothing you just saw. And you're going, oh. And as always, but you were sold on the idea. And so we're sold on ideas all of the time. Karl Rove, who was Bush's aide, who just recently resigned, and I hear he's going to be working on other campaigns this go around, told reporters that reality is what we make it, meaning that they can create reality, and the people will believe them, and people will go along with what they have to say, because they are the reality creators. And so they control the reality. And so whatever they say to us, regardless whether it's true or not, according to them, is the reality. And so they begin to condition us with that reality, be it false or be it real. And so they sit there and say, oh, you've got this and you've got that, and oh my gosh. And so everybody's just, whoa, is that nasty Al-Qaeda? What are we going to do? And the thing is, there can be events that happened previous that people watched live and watched it happen. But once the spin machine takes control, a different story is sold. And a week later, everybody's forgotten what occurred live. And I'll be quite honest with you, I didn't pay attention to that for quite some time. I was here in Oklahoma City in 1995 during the Murrah Building bombing, and I remember them running around and pulling bombs out of that building. Saw the bomb squad trucks there and everything, and they were talking about how they had detonated devices and the whole nine yards. A week later, there was no more talk of that. I remember the APBs being put out for John Doe number 2. A week later, no more John Doe number 2 took. They got their man, Timothy McVeigh. He was there. He's the one who did it. He was the only one who drove the Ryder truck. Despite witnesses all over the place who said, no, that's not the case. That there were other people there with him. And despite the fact that you've got all kinds of surveillance video cameras still being held and not released. But that's the story that was sold. And that's the story that was used at the trial. Flash forward to 2001, September 11th. Same thing. Reports of explosions. All for the first couple of hours. Fire officials say that there's explosions. They're hearing explosions in the building. Survivors coming out of the tower saying, hey, there were explosions. We were knocked down. We were blown out. This, that, and the other. The whole thing. After 2 hours, after this, both those towers came down, no more talk of explosions. It was terrorist. 19 guys with box cutters. And America bought it. Because that story was sold. Over and over and over and over. How many times did we see that plane crashing into the South Tower on television? Countless times, hundreds of times. How many times have we seen those buildings fall? Thousands. And that's just from the mainstream media itself. It has nothing to do with all this other stuff. I mean, you find documentaries and information about 9/11 all over the place now on the internet. But there was no more talk of it that morning. Immediately, the spin machine locks in, and it's Al-Qaeda. It's Osama bin Laden, and we're going to take these terrorists down, and we're going to tear them apart. Going to rip them limb for limb for limb. Arrgh, we're going back. This is what we're going to do. But what about the explosions? What about the explosions on April 19th, 1995? That's all forgotten. Same thing with September 11th, 2001. Forgotten. The buildings collapsed as a result of the huge fires that we significantly weakened the steel in the Twin Towers, and they came crashing down. And that's the way it was. And now you've got NIST, the National Institute for Standards and Technology, saying, well, they can't explain it. They don't know why those towers came down. You got a former head of NIST saying, we need to look at this all over again because our work's flawed. Because even their own tests and the information they had that said there was fires never get over 500 degrees in there. Nowhere. But, of course, you've got this big molten steel down at the very bottom. And the fact you've got a 50-ton steel press that absolutely vaporized. But it was the jet fuel, everyone. That special Al-Qaeda jet fuel that fired throughout that building and down the elevator shafts that weren't connected, only one was, and caused so much damage and havoc. And that's the story of that soul. And if you go to someone, despite the fact that you know otherwise, they've been sold the story so many times, there is no way in the world that they're going to believe you. And you're a kook and you're a nut. Because you disagree with the company line. And because you've got Yahoo's like this saying these things.
It's unacceptable to think. It's unacceptable to think.
Yeah, it's unacceptable to think. Unacceptable to think about conspiracy theories regarding 9/11. Bush said it at the UN. How dare you say anything different? Denigrate the commander-in-chief, you run down America. That's how they treat us. Because of what they've been fed. Back in just a minute with more.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy, we're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perculite filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Ground is giving way.
Snyder on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tomorrow night on the show, we're going to have a good show. It's the Young Guns Roundtable. We do it every 2 weeks. Gosh, I like having these guys on. These guys are so sharp. We're going to have Lee Rogers on from RogueGovernment.com, Doug Owen from BlacklistedNews.com, and Michael Vail from Thought-Criminal.org. So all four of us will be here tomorrow night, and we're going to go through the news, talk about a bunch of things, and this is going to be a really good show. So I hope that you will tune in for that. My website is MidnightRidersShow.com. Feel free to go over there. We usually have a list of the guests and stuff. I'm in the process of trying to build that out, where there's some news and stuff that you can look at and some other stuff to give you a real reason to go there on a daily basis. And so we're going to work on that. We'll probably throw some videos and things up there that you can watch and things like that. So that's something that we're going to do in the office. I have the duty of maintaining two websites, and the problem is there's not enough time to do either one. But I want to do that, and I'm going to try to make time to make all that happen so that we can, you know, you've got a good quality website to go to and that type of thing. I'm kind of one of these guys that I just kind of I like to focus on one thing, and I like to focus that being the program and what goes out on the air and what I do and how I do it. And that's what I like to focus on. I like to focus on you guys. Because the fact that you guys are there, that means so much to me. You have no idea. We're sitting with 51 chatters right now between two chat rooms. And I mean, I'm amazed. I mean, I'm literally amazed. And I'm stricken with awe, folks, that many people, you know, are here and choose to listen. It's a humbling thing, and I'm going to do my best to make sure that we get the best information we can to you, and the best guests, and just the best programs out there that we can possibly deliver. We're talking tonight about conditioning and propaganda and ad slogans. Now you're thinking, well, what does ad slogans have to do with the conditioning and propaganda? Well, it has a lot to do with it. Because it's the fact that these messages are sold to us so many times over and over. In some instances, they become very much a part of our culture. There's a song here in Oklahoma City for a jewelry store. Every Christmas, they trot out their little Christmas sale. And they've been running the same little jingle for years and years and years. Jewelry is the gift to give. It's the gift that'll live and live. So give the gift you know can't fail from B.C. Clark's anniversary sale. And everybody grows up knowing it here in Oklahoma City because the thing has been running for so long. And it's just ingrained. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. How many ad slogans do you know? I'd love to hear from you. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Back in just a moment with more here on the Midnight Rider. With